I think to tie up pretty much all these presentations and to bring it back to something that the Laredo team also brings up, maybe I can say that health outcomes are important because they're one of the few true pillars of equality of opportunity, right? So access to health, access to healthcare, access to education, physical safety, equality before the law. You have there some of the main factors that generate equality of opportunity. I think an equitable society begins with equality of opportunity. Equality of outcomes, that's another issue. There are many factors that play into that. You can't control equality of outcomes very finely, but you can certainly do your best to ensure that there is some equality of opportunity. And healthcare is an important factor in their access to health. So any barriers to access to healthcare should be taken very seriously, and we should try to address them. Language is one of them. But as we heard all day, language is not the only one. And language is bound up with a bunch of other kinds of barriers. It's correlated with differences, as we heard from several of the presenters, including the Laredo team. It's correlated with differences in educational background, in socioeconomic status, in also spatial differences like neighborhood, et cetera, et cetera. So these are very important things for us to consider as a society. And we have to ask ourselves, who do we want to be as a society and how do we get there? And one of the main things that we can do is ensure that everyone has access to healthcare. And I think all the researchers here are concerned with that, all the community groups present, all the practitioners present, and all the policymakers present share that goal. We may not agree sometimes on how to achieve that. As John was saying, different politicians on different sides of the aisle disagree about how to achieve this equality of opportunity, but we all agree that that's a goal worth pursuing. So through basic research, through applied research, we can actually get some answers about what does work and what doesn't work in terms of pursuing that goal. So we can have the arguments about how to the arguments about how to reach those goals, but we can also do something about trying to answer the questions that those arguments bring up. And what we can do is do more research, reach some understandings, do basic research that informs applied research that then informs policy. I think that's the right order of things. And we can, this is what we've been doing and we want to continue doing it. And I thank you all for taking it so seriously and for providing what you provided today. And hopefully this will, we continue this. We had interim results from some teams today. We had presentations of fond hopes from other teams who are just starting in their funding cycle. And by the end of this, we will have solid results from the basic research teams, some real results from the applied research teams, and we will put all those together into edited volumes, into a conference, into published articles. As John was debating, should they be in research journals, should they be in policy journals, should they be reports to government agencies. There are many ways of reporting on this stuff, and all of them have their place, and we will make sure that we pursue all of them aggressively. So now I think it's time to have, this is my preaching for the day, I promise I'm done preaching. Now it's time to thank very warmly the people who made all this possible. So Melissa Bahamonde, that you've been all in touch with, certainly, and Mireille Marcel and her team, I think they deserve a huge round of applause for this. Yes, and a standing ovation, why not? Okay. So thank you very much for coming today, for presenting, for listening, for contributing, and we look forward to your contributions in the future. Go to the posters, ask questions. Oh, and Melissa has instructions for me about pictures and things, releases. Right, sign your release forms if you haven't signed it. No? Okay, pictures. So see Melissa about her instructions for pictures, because I'm not understanding them. So will we have one question at the back? Yeah.
I think Andre also deserves a little bit of a round of applause.
You know, I just work here. I'm just an archaeologist who stumbled into this. All right, thanks. So have a good rest of the day.